母亲节快乐。
I'm happy to be here with you once again.
我很高兴再次回到大家中间来。
The last time I was with you, I got to know many of you.
上次我来的时候，我认识了不少人。
And my wife was with me.
我上次来的时候，我太太也有跟我一起来。
But last November, she went home to be with the Lord.
但是去年十一月的时候，神把她接到天家去了。
So this morning, I'd just like to have a short few words with you about my mother and my wife.
所以今天我来给大家做个见证，是关于我自己的妈妈和我的太太的。
First, a word about my mother.
首先讲讲我的母亲。
The things that I remember and thank God for.
我记得关于她的事情和我为这些事情特别感谢神的一些事。
My mother raised three children, two girls and one boy.
我妈妈养了三个孩子，两个女孩，一个男孩。
And I was the youngest.
我是最小的那一个。
My parents were separated early in my childhood.
在我小的时候，我父母就分开了。
And along with my grandmother, who helped raise us, that was quite a struggle.
我的祖母帮忙养育了我们这些小孩。
My mother graduated from the School of Cosmetology.
我母亲是从一个美容学校毕业了。
And was a licensed beautician.
她是一个有执照的美容师。
My mother, most of all, was a believer in Jesus Christ.
我母亲是信仰耶稣的。
And as far back as I have memory,
在我的记忆中
she took us to Sunday morning services every Sunday.
她每个礼拜天都带我们去参加主日学。
That is where the foundation of God's truth took root in my heart during those years.
就因为这从小去主日学，所以神的道在我小的时候就扎根在我心中了。
She was a Sunday school teacher and a faithful servant of the Lord.
我母亲在教主日学，她是神一个忠心的仆人。
She was that until her death at age 69 in 1981.
她1981年，她67岁的时候，她被接到天家了。
My wife Mary.
我太太叫玛利亚。
Mary was saved by God's grace.
她也是蒙主的恩典得救了。
We were married for 53 years.
我们结婚53年。
We had three children, also two boys and one girl.
我们也有三个孩子，两个男孩，一个女孩。
Our daughter being the youngest.
这回是女孩是最小的。
Proverbs 18:22 says,
箴言十八章二十二节说，
Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing.
得着贤妻的是得着好处。
And obtaineth favor of the Lord.
也是蒙了耶和华的恩惠。
Yes, God favored me with a very good wife.
所以感谢神，神给了我恩惠，赐给我一个很好的太太。
Psalm 128:3 says,
诗篇128篇第三节说，
Thy wife shall be as a fruitful vine by the sides of thine house.
你的妻子在你的内室，好像多结果子的葡萄树。
Thy children like olive plants round about thy table.
你的儿女围绕你的桌子，如同橄榄摘子。
God gave us a very good home.
神给了我们一个很好的家。
She was an excellent wife and mother.
我太太是一个非常贤惠的妻子，也是一个很好的母亲。
She nurtured our children in a godly manner.
她把孩子们养大，照着神的教导。
She supported me while I was in the ministry.
当我还在为神服侍的时候，她也在后面支持我。
And she was greatly loved by everyone.
我们每个人都很爱她。
Some of you here got to know her.
你们在座的有些人可能还记得她。
Mary died from congestive heart failure last November 15th.
去年十一月的时候，她因为心脏衰竭而过世。
And is now home with the Lord.
现在在神的家中和神同在。
So I thank God for my mother and my wife.
所以我向神，我谢谢我的母亲和我的太太。
And I just honor them today and their memory.
我今天把他们的记忆在大家面前做见证，来尊荣他们。
And may God bless all of you who are mothers today.
愿主祝福在座的每一位母亲。
And I'd like to share a song with you now. It's called People Need the Lord.
我为大家唱一首歌，叫做《人们需要主》。
Perhaps you've heard it.
你可能听过。
I can see it in their eyes. may go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides their silent cries. Only Jesus open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we realize people need called to take His light to a world where wrong seems right. What could be too great a cost for sharing life with one who's lost? Through His love, our hearts can feel all the grief they bear. They must hear the words of life. Only we can share. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. At the end of broken dreams, He's the open door. People need the Lord. People need the Lord. When will we that we must give our lives for people? Mother's Day.
Today's 读经的经文是在出埃及记第二章一到十节。Today's scripture reading is from the book of Exodus.Chapter 2, verse 1 through 10. 10 verses, so let's all read it together. You can read whether English or Chinese. 十节我们大家一同来念，你可以读中文也可以读英文。二章第一节，大家一起来读。Let's read it together. 有一个利未家的人娶了一个利未女子为妻，那女人怀孕生了一个儿子，见他俊美 就藏了他三个月，后来不能再藏，就取了一个蒲草箱，抹上石漆和石油，将孩子放在里头，把箱子搁在河边的芦荻中。孩子的姐姐远远站着，要知道他究竟怎么样。法老的女儿来到河边洗澡，她的使女们在河边行走，她看见箱子在芦荻中，就打发一个婢女取来。她打开箱子，看见那孩子，孩子哭了，她就可怜他说，这是希伯来人的一个孩子。孩子的姐姐对法老的女儿说，我去在希伯来妇人中叫一个奶妈来为你奶着孩子，可以不可以？法老的女儿说，可以。童女就去叫了孩子的母亲来。法老的女儿对她说，你去把孩子抱去为我奶他，我必给你工价。妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老的女儿那里，就做了他的儿子。他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思说因我把他从水里拉出来。好，读经读到这儿，下面时间交给何牧师。
Good morning，
早上好。
Happy Mother's Day，
母亲节快乐。
We want to honor our mothers today and thank Lord for my mother.
我们今天要纪念母亲节，我也想感谢神，我为我的母亲感谢神。
A few years ago, she went to be with the Lord, but I'm thankful that she was the one that gave me the gospel that I believed on Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that she's not only my physical mother, but she was also a spiritual mother to me.
他在几年前被主接到天家去了，我一直很感谢他，因为是他把那福音的种子撒在我心里。他不仅是我地上肉身的父，也是我属灵的母亲。
I thank Sam for sharing his testimony, and we need our mothers, but he reminds us, more than that, we need the Lord. People, we need the Lord.
我谢谢Sam牧师给我们的见证，我们确实每个人都需要一个好的母亲，也我们也需要主。
Today we are looking at this year, Christ is the head of the house.
我们今天的主题仍然是基督是我家之主。
And we're looking at Amram and Jochebed.
我们今天要看的是暗兰和约基别。
You might ask, who are they? They were Moses' parents.
你可能会问，暗兰和约基别是谁呢？他们是摩西的父母。
She named him Moses, saying, I drew him out of the water.
他摩西的名字就是因为我把他从水里拉出来的意思。我们一起来先祷告开始。
Father, we thank you for this day. We honor the mothers you have given to us and are in our lives.
父，我们谢谢你在这母亲节的日子，我们特别要纪念母亲们。
We pray your blessing be upon them and your word speak to our hearts, we ask.
我们求主祝福在座的每一位母亲们，也求主祝福我们下面要述说主的话语。
We give all the glory, all the praise to you. We pray in Jesus' name.
我们把一切的荣耀都归给主，我们奉耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
We read about the account of Moses' parents in Exodus chapter 2 here.
我们刚读了使徒行传第二章，讲到了摩西的父母是的一些事情。
Amram and Jochebed were Moses' parents. You've heard of Moses, maybe you've not heard of them.
暗兰和约基别是摩西的父母，你可能摩西你很知道了，但是你可能对他的父母是谁，你可能知道的不多。
Exodus emphasized to us the faith of Jochebed, Moses' mother.
这个使徒出埃及记第二章特别讲到摩西的母亲约基别。
And then in Hebrews chapter 11, it commends both the father and the mother for trusting God.
然后在希伯来书十一章里面讲到摩西的父他的父亲和母亲因着信靠神而得到称赞。
Hebrews 11:23, we see these words here, by faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child. And they were not afraid of the king's edict.
那个希伯来书十一章二十四到二十八节特别 23节特别讲的摩西生下来他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子就因着信把他藏了三个月并不怕亡命。
They lived in Egypt, and it was a dangerous time for these Jewish because the Pharaoh, the king, was persecuting these Jews. And at this time, the Jewish babies were being killed.
在那个时代的埃及，做希伯来人其实不太好，不容易。那如果是希伯来的男婴，就要被法老下令把希伯来的男婴要处死。
Now Moses became a great man of faith.
摩西后来成为一个信心的伟人。
But he earned it first from his parents, his godly parents, his mother and his father.
但是他的这个信心的功课是首先是从他的父母身上学来的。
They already had two children, Miriam, who was the oldest, and Aaron, who was 3 years older than Moses.
摩西的父母在生摩西之前已经有两个孩子了，老大叫做米利暗，他的第二个孩子叫亚伦，比摩西大三岁。
So today is Mother's Day, and we want to learn about mothers from Jochebed.
所以今天是母亲节，我们特别从这个摩西的母亲约基别身上来看看，我们可以学到些什么。
We want to learn four things about mothers today.
我想希望跟大家交通关于母亲的四件事。
First of all, we want to learn about the eyes of mothers.
首先谈谈母亲的眼睛。
I think the mother's eyes reflect the love of heaven.
所以这个母亲的眼睛反映了天堂的爱。
Acts chapter 7, at that time Moses was born and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months he was cared for by his family. And when he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son.
在使徒行传第七章20-21节这里说到，那时摩西生下来不是个普通的孩子，在他父亲家里抚养了三个月，他被放在家外边的时候，法老的女儿拾了去，养为自己的儿子。
Mothers, how do you look at your children? The eyes of the mother, she saw that Moses was no ordinary child.
所以当摩西的母亲生下摩西的时候，她看到这个孩子，他不是个普通的孩子。
It means that Moses was not only a lovely child to look at,But also he was fair to God, implying that he had something angelic about his features. He had been sent from God.
所以这表明摩西不仅是一个很可爱的孩子，而且他在神的眼中也是很俊美的。这也意味着他可能脸上有些天使般的特征，让他的母亲明白这个孩子是神派来的。
Mothers, what do you see in your children? Do you see them as sent from God?
母亲们，你在你自己的孩子身上看到什么？你会看到说这个孩子是神差来给你的吗
？Of course, mothers have physical eyes. They see the physical appearance of the child. They might see the father's image and the mother's image.
所以每个这个母亲，她肉身的眼睛都可以看到这个孩子肉身上的表现，可能她鼻子像妈妈，眼睛像爸爸等等。
Yeah, so the nose of the father, the eyes of the mother, whatever the appearance we see physically, but more importantly.We need to have spiritual eyes.
但肉身的眼睛固然重要，但属灵的眼光更重要。
Spiritual eyes. We want to see the spiritual appearance of the child.
所以你要用你属灵的眼睛看到孩子属灵的光景。
His mother saw that God had a special purpose for Moses.
摩西的母亲看到神在摩西的身上有个特别的目的。
And mothers, you need to see in your children that God has a purpose for their lives.
所以母亲们，你在看你自己的孩子的时候，也要想到神在你自己的孩子身上也有一个属灵的目的。
First Samuel chapter 16, verse 7, we see these words: Do not consider his appearance or his height. The Lord does not look at things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
在撒母耳记上16:7记载说。不要看他的外貌和他身材高大，因为耶和华不像人看人，人是看外貌，耶和华是看内心。
So mothers need to see not just the outward appearance, but need to see the heart of your child.
所以母亲们，你不能光看你孩子的外貌，也要看到他的内心。
Psalm 51 also tells us about the heart, and here it says, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." Yet you desired faithfulness, even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place.
在诗篇51篇里面讲到人的心的问题，这里说到我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
你所喜爱的是内里诚实，你在我隐秘处必使我得智慧。
So mothers, you need to understand that children are also born with a sinful nature.
所以你做母亲，你该想到你的孩子是在罪恶孽中生的。
You don't have to teach your child how to lie. Today we're going to have lying 101.
你不用教你的孩子怎么撒谎，他就天生的就会撒谎。
You don't have to teach your children how to be selfish. Mine, mine, mine.
你不用教他怎么样，什么叫做自私，他一出生了就什么东西都是他的，他的，他的。
You know the sinful nature is within the child, but we do need to teach them the way of God so that they might have their heart changed.
正因为这个孩子是出生都有一个都是在罪孽里生的，所以做母亲的很重要，要教他们神的道，让他们从这个罪恶的行为中改变过来。
So life application number one, mothers need to look at the heart of your child.
所以这个讲到这个眼睛呢，是第一点需要大家学习，就是作为一个母亲需要看到你孩子的心。
You might ask, well, how do I do that? How do I understand the heart of my child?
你可会想我怎么看，我怎么能够理解我孩子的心呢？
Here's a little exercise that may be helpful to you, especially when children are young.
我教你一个方法，尤其在你小孩还小的时候特别管用。
You might have a picture like this and ask your child, what's in your heart? And have them color. Maybe they're happy, maybe they're sad, maybe they're worried or scared or frustrated or mad. Have them color the heart, the different colors.That they might express what is in their heart.
所以你可以再画一个新的图案，让你的孩子在上面画不同的涂不同的颜色，每个颜色代表一个不同的情绪，让他把他的颜色跟他的情绪写下来。
Now this works when they're young, but when they get older, you just ask them to make them feel free from the time they're very young that they can express what's in their heart.
当他们逐渐长大的时候，你可以就直接问他，让他用他的言语来表达他的情绪。
Number two, we want to see then not only the eyes of the mother, but we want to see the heart of a mother.
第二点，我们要来看一个母亲的心。
Here we see his mother. She showed love, faith, hope, and courage.
摩西的母亲表现出来就是爱、信心、盼望和勇气。
You might ask.What is the definition of a mother? And there are many definitions that could be given.
你可能这里会想，我们还没有讲到什么叫做母亲。这里有人对母亲做了个定义。
Here's one definition. A mother is someone who will love you unconditionally until her last breath.
这里有人说，母亲就是那一个会无条件的爱你，直到她最后一口气的人。
An amazing person dedicated to her family.And who has a heart of pure gold.
母亲是个了不起的人，专注于她的家人，并有一颗金子般的心。
Moses' mother loved Moses. And she wanted, because she loved him, she wanted to protect him.
摩西的母亲爱摩西，因为她爱他，所以她要保护他。
They were told to kill the boy children when they were born. She could not do that. She hid him for 3 months.Trying to protect him, and then she came up with a plan.
法老下令说，希伯来的男孩一生出来就要杀死。但是摩西的母亲没有这样做，她把他保护了三个月。
She not only had love, but she had faith in God.
她不仅有爱，也有信心，对于神的信心。
She defied Pharaoh's law and kept her son alive.
她没有遵循法老的命令，而让她的孩子活着。
In Exodus.Chapter 1 tells us this. Then Pharaoh gave this order to all his people. Every Hebrew boy that is born, you must throw them into the Nile. But every girl live.
法老当时的命令吩咐他的众民说，以色列人所生的男孩你们都要丢到尼罗河里去，一切的女孩你们要存留她的性命。
Now in Egypt they had many gods, and one of the gods they worshipped was the Nile River. And so they were offering these children not only to get rid of the Jews, but also to the Nile River God.
埃及人拜很多偶像，拜很多的假神，其中一个神就是尼罗河的河神，所以他们把小孩扔到河里面，一方面把他小孩杀了，另一方面就是向他们的这个河神献祭。
Moses' mother had to make a choice. Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
所以摩西的母亲就面临一个选择，是要遵着法老的命令把孩子杀了呢，还是让孩子活着？所以这箴言里面三章五节说，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
She had faith and she trusted God for the life of this child, Moses.
所以摩西的母亲有信心，也相信也专心依靠耶和华。
She also had faith for the future of this child.
而且她对于摩西的将来，她也有信心。
Are you worried about what the future holds?
你会不会担心将来会发生什么事呢？
Maybe you need to think about these words here. Just look up and trust the one who holds the future.
你看到这里有人说，你要抬头看。相信靠那位掌管未来的那一位。
So we have hope in God because He holds the future.
我们的盼望在乎神，因为他掌管未来。
Now, mothers, this might be a good reminder to you. Today, the child, a two-year-old or a three-year-old or even a teenager, they may act more like the worm here.
所以母亲，你看看这个图，你想想。你的孩子还小，可能只有两三岁的时候，他看起来好像就像个毛毛虫一样。
But remember, tomorrow, don't lose hope, mothers. You never know what tomorrow will bring.
但是不要这样，因为这样就失去了你的盼望，你不知道明天会发生什么事儿。
But then she also had courage.
所以摩西的母亲她还有勇气。
Courage against the enemy to stand up for what she knew was right.
她有勇气不怕法老的命令。
Not being afraid of Pharaoh's command, but having courage, she hid her child for 3 months.
她的勇气让她能够保护摩西三个月。
Now that wasn't easy to do since all the Egyptians were now Pharaoh's official spies. And they could watch for babies. They could report any crying.
所以在当时的环境并不容易，因为所有的埃及人都是法老的眼线。如果你生了男孩，没有把男孩扔到河里去，那个埃及人就会到法老那里去告密。
So we see here life application number two. Mothers need to have a heart full of love, courage, faith, hope and courage.
所以这个应用第二点就是母亲需要有一颗充满爱、信心、盼望和勇气的心。
So we want to have the eyes of a mother. We want to have the eyes, the heart of a mother.But then number three, the mind of a mother.
第三点要讲到母亲的头脑。
She had wisdom and understanding.
所以摩西的母亲她有智慧有聪明来定了一个计划。
God gave her a plan.
神让她有智慧。
She had seen the Egyptians papyrus and these reed boats were used for hunting.
她曾经见过埃及人用这种葡萄做的船用来打猎。
So she got a plan that A wise plan. She got the basket for him. She coated it with the tar and pitch so no water would come in. And she hid the baby inside this basket.
她就仿造用个箱子也抹上石漆石油也仿造了一个蒲草一个小船一样的。
But she not only had wise plans, she had to have able prayers.
她不仅有这个计划而且她要有很有能力的祷告。
You see, she had spied out, she had seen that Pharaoh's daughter came along the river to take a bath and with her maidens.
她曾经观察注意到法老的女儿和她的那个女仆人会到河边来洗澡。
She also observed the kindness of the princess toward the children of the servants who accompanied her.
她也注意到这个法老的女儿这个公主对于她的仆人的孩子都显出很友好。
It was obvious that this princess loved babies.
所以她想到这个公主会喜欢小孩。
So she pleaded with Yahweh. She pleaded with Jehovah God.
所以摩西的母亲向神祷告。
Dear God, let it be so. She planned, she prayed, she discussed her plan with her husband, and together they did this plan.
所以她向求神说，就愿神祝福她这个计划。所以她这个计划和摩西的父亲一讨论以后，他就照这个计划来施行了。
So they put this basket in the river, and the older sister Miriam watched over the child.
所以他把孩子放进葡萄箱，把这葡萄箱放进尼罗河里面，然后他的 摩西的姐姐就在旁边观察着。
God answered her prayers.
神应允了她的祷告。
The princess picked up the child, claimed him as her own.
所以这个法老的女儿就抱起了这个孩子，要把他称为自己的孩子。
And God only answered the prayers, but he did above and beyond.
神不仅应允了摩西母亲的祷告，而且超过了他所求所想的。
The life of the child was spared.
不仅这个孩子没有被杀。
The princess also asked Miriam to go find a nurse to take care of the child.
这个法老的女儿叫米亮去为他找一个奶妈来奶这个孩子。
And so Moses' mother was paid to take care of Moses. Can you imagine that?
所以摩西的母亲就从法老的女儿那里收了钱来给摩西喂奶。
Only God could do that.
只有神才能做这么奇妙的事。
So life application number three, mothers, you need wise plans but able prayers.
所以母亲们，你要有很好的计划，但你也同样需要有能力的祷告。
So we see the eyes of a mother, we see the heart of a mother, we see the mind of a mother, and then number four, we want to see the will of a mother.
所以我们看了一个母亲要有属灵的眼光，要有头脑，要有能力的祷告。我们最后来看，她还要有一个意愿、意志。
The will of a mother, the mother teaches her children, as Proverbs tells us.
在箴言里面跟我们说，一个做母亲的要训练自己的孩子，要教导自己的孩子。
So the will is, first of all, she made the decision to train her child. She decided to train her child. Proverbs 22 and verse 6. Mothers, this is a good verse. Start children off on the way they should go, and when they are old, they will not turn from it.
所以一个母亲应该下有一个立定一个志向，要自己来教导自己的孩子。在箴言22章6节说，教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。
So Moses' mother, until Moses was weaned, now in that culture in Egypt and in the Hebrew culture, that could be 2 to 4 years. So let's say 3 years she had to train him.
所以法老的女儿叫摩西的母亲去给摩西喂奶，直到他断奶以后再带回来。但在当时的文化里面，到断奶大概就要三年时间，所以这三年时间，摩西的母亲是自己带着摩西，不仅喂养他长大，同时教导他。
You know, I'm thinking of children when they're young like that. I kind of think of this. Here, Moses was going to be put in this basket. Kind of reminds us of the children, like they're in the cocoon.
所以这个蒲草箱这个画面是封闭的，所以就很像那个蛹，就是在变成蝴蝶之前的那一个个的蛹。
And so the child is young, and she would, you know, sing lullabies to that child. She would remind the child that you belong to God. She would remind the child that you are a Hebrew. She would remind him. So at a very young age, she would sing, tell him these words. And later on in life, he did not forget those words.
所以我们可以想象摩西的母亲在这三年期间带着摩西的成长的时候，他一边给他放摇篮，摇到他摇篮一边唱童谣，但他唱的童谣都是你是属于神的孩子，你是有信仰的，你是希伯来人。
So mothers, you help your children to learn how to fly.
所以这个母亲们，你要教你的孩子怎样的起飞。
And then she had to make.Decision, which is always hard for a mother to make.
但这个母亲到了一天还要学另外一个的功课，但对于母亲来讲绝对不容易。
The decision to surrender.
这个要在适当的时候要学习要放手。
Having children requires you to surrender at a new level.
有了孩子意味着你在不同的阶段学习不同的放手。
So when the child grew older, when he was weaned, 3 or 4 years of age,She took him to Pharaoh's daughter, and he became her son.
当摩西成长断了奶以后，可能到了3岁、4岁的时候，摩西的母亲就要学会放手，把他带回去交给法老的女儿，做法老女儿的儿子。
It's hard to let go.
这个要把自己的孩子放手给别人，非常不容易。
It begins when your child is old enough to go off to kindergarten, and you walk them off to kindergarten, and you walk them down to the classroom, and you say goodbye, and wish them happy day, the first day of school.
我想每个人都有经验，当你自己的孩子可能到上小上幼儿园的时候，你带他们进到幼儿园的教室，跟他们说你好好的在上课，爸妈妈下了课来接你，跟他们说再见。我想对于你来讲也是不容易的，要放手。
Letting go is when they learned first learned to drive. Also, letting go, you keep your eyes open, but you let go.
当你的孩子长大的时候，他要考驾照的时候，对你来讲也是不容易放手的过程。
High school graduation, you let go.
当他高中毕业的时候，你要放手让他去读大学，也不容易。
College, entry into the workforce, and marriage. These are all letting go of your children.
他们读大学出来工作甚至到结婚对你来讲都是一个你要放手的让他独立生活的一个不容易的阶段。
They're always in your heart. You always love them, but you let go.
孩子永远在你的心里你永远爱他们但是你要学会在适当的时候要放手。
And then the decision to glorify God.
最后一点要这是一个做母亲的要下决心带领孩子过一个荣耀神的生活。
The father's name Amram means exalted people or nation.
摩西的父亲叫暗兰暗兰这个字的意思就是崇高的人民或者民族。
Jochebed, her name means Yahweh or Jehovah is glory.
但他母亲约基别的名字的意思是耶和华是荣耀。
And so we see here that mothers, application number four, mothers need to train and surrender their children to bring glory and to glorify God.
所以这个应用的第四点就是母亲一个做母亲的需要训练你的孩子并放手让孩子过一个荣耀神的生活。
So the purpose of life is to glorify God in both good and hard times alike.
这里讲到一个作者叫 T.B. Joshua 他说我们人生的目的就是要在困境中或逆境中都过一个荣耀神的生活。
The princess adopted Moses as her own son.Which means Moses had a favored position in the land. And he was given special education for his service in the government of Egypt.
所以我们看到最后这个法老的女儿这个公主把摩西领为自己的儿子。这就意味着法老在埃及地有很优越的地位同时接受了很特殊的教育。
In the Egyptian language, Moses means born or son.And it sounds like a Hebrew word that means to draw out of the water, to rescue a deliverer.
所以法老的女儿给摩西起了名字叫摩西。摩西的意思就是在埃及文里面是出生或者儿子的意思。但这个字听起来像希伯来的一个词。这个词的意思就是从水中抽出来。
And so, years later, his name would remind Moses of the God who rescued him,And did great things for him in Egypt.
所以多年以后，摩西的这个名字从水中抽出来，这个意思会提醒摩西是神救了他，并让他在埃及带领以色列人离开埃及。
And on more than one occasion, Moses would rescue his people because he trusted in God.
在后来的很多事，摩西因为信靠神而拯救了以色列人。
So here we have the example of a birth mother.And an adopted mother.
在这里我们看到有一个生母就是摩西的母亲和一个养母就是埃及的这个公主。
Both loving their child, both caring for the child.
他们都爱摩西。
Many have gone to China to adopt children from orphanages there, and this is called a love journey.
我们在我们现实的生活中我们看到很多人他们到中国去收养孤儿院的孩子。他把这个旅程称为爱之旅。
Today we have a testimony of a birth mother and an adopted mother. And I want to remind you of this here. As a mother comforts her child, the Lord says these words, so will I comfort you.
所以我们今天有两位姊妹做见证，有一位是生母，有一位是养母。那就像这个圣经所说，以赛亚书66章13节。母亲怎样安慰儿子，我也照样安慰你们。
We have this in a bookmark, so we have one for every mother that's here today. You might put that in your book and or your Bible and remember that. That
我们把这节经文做成了一个书签，所以今天每一位母亲都可以拿一张。
So today, Happy Mother's Day. We honor and love you, mothers.
所以今天祝大家母亲节快乐。我们在这个节日日子特别要尊敬和尊敬每一位母亲。
Ben is going to come and hurt. Share her testimony.
所以丽娟姊妹先上来做第一个见证，Laura 姊妹做第二个见证。
大家好，诗篇六十一篇一章诗篇六十一章一到四节说，神啊，我听，求你听我的呼求，留心听我的祷告，我内心沮丧的时候，我从地极向你呼求，求你领我到那比我更高的磐石上面去，因为你做过我的避难所，做过我逃避仇敌的坚固堡垒，我要永远住在你的帐篷里，投靠在你的翅膀下的隐秘处。
And Psalm 51 verses 1 to 4. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you, I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I.For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wing.
去年八月，从我妈妈诊断出胃癌，开刀到康复，我们全家都经历了主的恩典。
Last August, my mom was diagnosed with stomach cancer. From the diagnosis through treatment and to recovery.I want to say that my family experienced God's grace.
在这个过程中，我们全家祷告，全体教会的弟兄姐妹们也为我们祷告，让我们在患难中体会到神的爱和肢体的扶持，不觉得孤单。
During the entire process, we prayed together, and the entire church prayed with us. We experienced God's love.And support from the body of Christ. We knew that we were not fighting this battle alone.
一开始我们不想让我妈妈知道她的病情。祷告后，我爸爸决定还是告诉她。感谢主，我妈妈很平静。
In the beginning, we didn't want to tell my mom the diagnosis. But after some praying, my dad decided to tell her and. Thank God, she took it very calmly.
开刀前，何牧师在手术前一天也给我爸爸打电话，安慰鼓励他。
The day before the surgery, Pastor Gary called my dad to comfort him and encourage him.
有的姐妹也用微信发神的话语。
Some sisters in our church send encouraging verses to my parents through WeChat.
我爸爸妈妈也一起祷告，神的保守，手术顺利。
My parents prayed together for God's protection, and He answered our prayer, and the surgery went very smoothly.
当时我们有几个姐妹正在一起学习神的话语，她们就开始为我父母亲切切祷告。
At that time, we had a women's group study. The sisters in that group.Pray sincerely and earnestly for my parents.
我请他们为一些具体的事情祷告，神都垂听我们各样的请求。
And I also sent them some specific prayer requests, and God listened to all our prayers.
诗篇一百零三篇三到五节，他赦免你的罪孽。医治你一切的疾病，他救赎你的性命，脱离死亡，以慈爱和怜悯做你的冠冕，他以福乐使你的心愿满足，以致你好像鹰一般恢复青春的活力。
Psalm Psalm 103, verses through 5. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles?
后来我妈妈手术通气后，我爸爸第一句话就是感谢神。
And when my mother passed gas, right after the surgery, the first sentence my dad added was "Thank God."
一个星期后，我妈妈就在我爸爸的搀扶下，在医院的走廊里慢慢行走。
And a week later, with my dad's help.My mom can walk through in the hallway in the hospital.
小史姐姐听说我妈住院，还专程到医院看望。
And Xiao's old sister went to visit my mom.
在此，我代表我们全家，谢谢教会的弟兄姐妹们，谢谢你们的祷告和关爱。
And I want to take this opportunity to thank you, brothers and sisters, for your love and for your support.
箴言十七章二十二节。喜乐的心乃是良药，忧伤的灵使骨枯干。
In Proverbs 22 it says, A cheerful heart is good medicine, and a crushed spirit dries up the bones.
从发现到医治，我父母都是活在主的话语中。
My parents have been living in God's words daily, from the diagnosis to recovery.
在住院期间，爸爸就向周围的病人传福音。
And when my mom was still in hospital, my dad shared gospels to the patients around them.
回到家中，他们每天上午一起祷告读经。
And after they went home, they pray and read Bible together every morning.
妈妈在爸爸的精心照顾下慢慢恢复。
And with my dad's loving care, my mom is slowly and steadily heading towards recovery.
现在她生活起居有规律，脸上也常有笑容。
Now she's living a routine and a structured life and always has a smile on her face.
腓立比书四章六到七节，应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。
In Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7 it says, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your request to God, and the peace of God which transcends all understanding will guard your hearts and mindsIn Christ Jesus.
谢谢。
Hello, my name is Laura Hartwig.
大家好，我的名字叫 Laura Hartwig.
And I am the proud wife of Troy.And mother of Rebecca Yuan Ling, Rachel Su Xiao, and Ruby Yi Fan.
And 作为特洛的妻子，吕贝佳、袁林、拉杰、石晓和 Ruby 伊芬的母亲，我真的是觉得很自豪。
I'm here to tell you a bit about our journey to become a family and how God worked through us for our blessing and for His larger purpose.
我想讲一讲我们这一家是怎么成为一个家，然后神在我们家中所做的工作，通过我们所做的工作把他的祝福赐给我们，也向我们显明他的更大的目的。
All families are put together by God. In our particular case, we were very blessed to have God intimately involved in bringing us together and for our family to be how we learned about joy, faith, and belonging.
And
每一个家庭都是由神建立的。在我们这个特殊的家庭里面，我们感到真的是神真的是亲自在建造我们的家，然后呢把我们这个家变成了一个学习来学习喜乐信心和归属感的教室。
For me, adoption began in my heart as a young lady. And for some reason, and surely it was God, I always knew that adoption would be part of how my family was formed.
And 在我很年轻的时候，大概是在我少女的时候，我就知道我以后的家庭就是要领养孩子的。我不知道这个念头从哪里来的，但是现在看来肯定是神把这个念头放在我心中的。
I was lucky to find a wonderful man, Troy, and as we became serious and dating turned into courtship, Troy also agreed that adoption would be part of our family and how it was formed.
我很幸运碰到了一个很好的男人，他的名字叫Troy。那个刚开始的时候，他就接受了我这里关于领养的想法，然后我们开始谈恋爱，然后他求婚，然后我们开始讨论未来的计划。Troy 也开始对这个领养做出了他的承诺。
In the spring of 2000, I heard a program on the radio about a mother who had adopted her daughter from China and had written a book about it.
2000年的春天，我在那个广播上听到一个关于一个母亲从中国领养了她的女儿，并且将她的经历写成了一个传记。
We settled on adoption from China and selected an adoption agency.
我们决定从中国领养孩子，并且选了一个领养的机构。
And meanwhile, adoption was springing up everywhere, in our devotional readings, in sermons, in discussions with friends. We felt God was talking to us.
与此同时呢，这个领养的话题，每个人都在讲这个领养的话题，在我们灵修读经的时候，在讲道的时候，还在我们与朋友交谈的时候，我们觉得神在跟我们讲话。
Once we made this decision, God showed up. And it was not quiet or gentle. He was clearly in charge and telling us how things should be.
And 当我们决定以后，神就开始大大的做工。他并不是悄悄的做工，他而是很明确的告诉我们，我们应该下一步怎么行。
I've always believed in a God who was involved in the lives of his people, but I never experienced that kind of involvement until we began our adoption journey.
我以前总是知道，我知道的，神愿意亲自参与到我们的生活中，但一直等到我们开始我们领养的这个历程以后，我才亲身感受到神就在我们的生活中。
We submitted our application to China in 2002, and 9 months later, we were matched with a beautiful baby in Hunan province.
我们2002年上交了我们领养孩子申请。9个月以后，我们找到了一个与我们的领养要求相匹配的女孩，她是从湖南来的。
Adopting our lovely, amazing Rebecca was indescribable. We found the daughter God wanted for us on the other side of the world.
领养吕贝佳真的是一个非常奇妙的旅程。我们在地球的另一面找到了神所给我们的女儿。
However, for Rebecca, her journey had only begun. She was very frightened that when we went out of the room or went away, that we wouldn't come back.
对于李贝佳来说，这只是一个开始。每当我们不在 他的身边的时候，不在他看不见我们的时候，他就很害怕。
She had nightmares and was ill a lot of the time. And we learned how the love of a family can be healing, but that it takes intention and a lot of action.
And 他总是做噩梦，而且呢，有很多的毛病，就是可能是因为以前在中国，然后我们知道需要家人给予许多的爱，并且就是说有目的的、有计划的去爱我们的孩子。
In the meantime, we decided to expand our family, and now we had to decide: would we adopt again or give birth to a child?
与此同时，我们还想要更多的孩子，所以我们就要决定是继续领养呢，还是自己生呢？
So we went to God in prayer, and He told us, "You will adopt again." So we did.
我们把这个问题带到神的面前，他告诉我们说，你们应该再去领养孩子。
We traveled to Jiangxi in 2005 to adopt Rachel Susha.
我们2005年到江西去领养Rachel 苏小。
She had been much loved in the orphanage, but they did not have much food for the babies who were there.
And 在那个孤儿院里面 ，Rachel 照顾 Rachel 的人其实是很爱她，但是他们在那里没有很多的食物。
We decided when we visited her orphanage that we would adopt again.
就在那个时候，我们决定我们还要继续领养更多的孩子。
In 2007, we submitted our paperwork for a third adoption. However, Rachel was becoming ill.
2007年，我们提交了领养第三个孩子的申请，但那个时候Rachel 就生病了。
And although she needed a lot of care, in some ways that was empowering. We knew that we could care for a child who had additional needs.
就在照顾她的过程中，我们觉得我们自己可以照，就是我们觉得我们可以照顾一个有特殊需要的孩子。
So, in 2009, we decided to change our adoption paperwork to adopt a child who was disabled.
And 2009的时候，我们把我们领养的文件改变了。我们就是申请中，我们决定要求领养一个有特别需要的孩子，就是有残疾的孩子。
In that process, they give you a list of medical conditions and ask you.Which ones are you okay with? Which ones can you take care of a baby or child who has those conditions?
And 他们给我们一个很长的单子，就是列出各种各样的病况，然后让我们选择哪些有哪些病的孩子，我们可以领养。
How could we choose? Well, God chose for us.
我们真的不知道怎么样选择，但是神替我们做了选择。
Our adoption agency sent us photos and videos of a little girl, 3.5 years old, living in a Beijing orphanage.
我们的领养机构给了我们一个关于这个3岁半的女孩子的照片，还有录像。她是在北京一个很大的孤儿院里面。
She has cerebral palsy. She cannot walk.And she had the most beautiful, joyful smile we had ever seen.
她是一个脑瘫儿，她不能走路，但是她是我们见到的一个最喜欢笑的孩子。
We adopted Ruby Isan 3 months later.
三个月以后，我们领养了 Ruby 伊芬。
I'm still learning the lessons that God taught us through adoption.
我仍然在学习神给我的功课。
Is a healthy body the ultimate prayer for a loving mother for her children?
作为一个母亲，我们给孩子的终极的祷告是不是一个健康的身体？
What do you tell the person in the store who asks if the children are really mine or really sisters?
在买菜的地方，如果有人问这些孩子是真的是你的孩子吗？他们都是一个父母生的吗？你怎么样回答他们？
嗯。But I know that even though sometimes the lessons are difficult, adoption has been the source of almost everything I know about God as our loving Father.
虽然这个领养是一个不容易的事情，但是从中我也能够体会到天父对我们的爱。
Let me add just a little more to our story.
我想讲一些更多的关于我们的故事。
Soon after we brought Rebecca home, some people from our church gathered families with adopted Chinese children with a Chinese missionary.
我们领养了一方以后，我们教会的一些领养的家庭，我们聚集在一起。
The missionary reminded us about how Christianity was growing in China and the need for people there who knew the Bible.
去见一些在中国的家庭教会的传教士，那宣教士向我们告诉我们说基督教基督信主的人在中国增长很快，需要一些知道圣经的这些知道对圣经很熟悉的带领的人。
He said, "Your daughters may be like Esther. They were placed in a particular place for God's purpose. You will bring them up to know God, and you will make sure that they know Mandarin."
你的女儿就像以斯帖，他们被带到一个特定的环境和地方。你们把他们教养成认识神、爱神的孩子。也许以后他们可以回中国服侍。
We've all studied Mandarin, which is how I met Brother Gary.
我们都在学中文，所以这样我们就碰到了何牧师。
But it was humbling for us to realize that not only was God involved with us as a family, but He was involving our family in part of His larger plan.
这让我们真的是一个很谦卑的过程，让我们知道神在我们的生活中掌权，也让我们能够在他的计划中有份。
Through our daughters, China has turned into not a foreign place, but a place where our daughters' birth families live, and a place that is now part of our family.
通过我们三个女儿，中国人不再是外人，他们是我们大家庭中的一部分。
God loves all of our children. God loves all of us. He loves the orphan. He loves the disabled. He loves you and me.
神爱他每一个孩子，他爱这些孤儿们，他也爱这些有残疾的孩子，他也爱你和我。
Thank you so much for letting me share my story with you, and happy Mother's Day.
谢谢你让我分享的故事。
Thank Laura for their testimonies.
我谢谢丽娟和 Laura 姊妹的见证。
I have just a couple words I want to share with you. Just a few words here. I think about this journey of love. They went to China, and God led their steps to adopt these children.
我想到他们说的这个爱之旅，他们去中国，神带领他们的脚中去领养了孩子。
And every time I hear this story, and I've heard others who shared their story, I'm reminded of another story of a love journey.
当我每次听到这样的故事的时候，我就想起另外一个讲到爱之旅的故事。
You see, Jesus Christ left heaven, and he went on a love journey to come to this earth, that God might adopt us as his children.
所以当耶稣从他的天上的宝座离开了，然后到地上来，为的是让父神通过这个他的爱子女能够收养我们作为他领养的孩子。
So this is just a beautiful picture of what God has done for us.
所以他们的所做的就好像神对我们所做的一样。
He loved us enough to come to this earth to die on the cross for our sin. And if we put our faith and trust in Him, we are then adopted into God's family.
所以神爱我们到一个地步，他愿意派他的独生子为我们死了。如果你愿意信他的话，你就成为神家中的人，你就成为神的儿女。
Jesus said that He gives us power to as many as receive Him, He gives the power, authority to become the sons of God, the children of God.
如果你接受凡接待耶稣的，就信他名的人，他就赐我们权柄作为神的儿女。
So on this Mother's Day, I want you to know this too, that God loves you. And God has made a love journey. All you need to do is receive His Son, Jesus Christ, as your Savior. And believe on Him that He died for your sin. And you can also be adopted into God's family and become a child of God.
所以在这个母亲节的日子，我们想到神的爱，我希望提醒大家，如果你愿意接受耶稣为你死，你就因信成为神的儿女，你就成为神家中的人。
And if you would like to know more about that, there are several leaders in the church. You can speak to us after. We would be glad to tell you more about that.
如果你想知道更多，那聚会完了以后，你可以随便问我们几个同工或者教会的执事。
And so God heals not only our bodies. Thank God for the testimony of Lee Jin's mothers. We prayed for her and how God healed her, but He heals our souls.
神不光医治我们肉体上的身体上的软弱，就像丽君的妈妈因着祷告得医治，神也医治我们的灵魂。
Before I close in prayer, I just want to say this, that after the service today, we have set up here where families can have their picture taken with the mother and the children, and even father can be in that picture too. But we have Tim's shirt here is a good photographer, and he's going to take the pictures, and he will download those pictures on the church website. They'll be there for a few weeks. So you can go there and, you know, download the picture onto your own. So we want to do that. We also, after the service today, the brothers have made a special dinner for the mothers and brothers. Right? You got that, brothers, mothers, and others. All are joy and welcome to come to the dinner afterwards, the lunch afterwards.
所以我们等一下聚会完的时候，在这边有一个专门给家庭照相的一个地方。所以可以一家一家的来，天使弟兄会给大家照相，然后以后他把照好的照片放在教会的网站上，你可以到教会的网站上去下载。另外我们今天弟兄们预备了爱宴，所以欢迎大家留下来，来我们一起来共享弟兄们准备的爱宴。
Let's close in prayer.
我们一起祷告。
And then we have a closing. Yeah, we have closing. Father, we thank you today for the testimonies we heard of your healing power and of your love.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，让我们今天就听到美好的见证，也听到神你的爱。
We thank you most of all for that love journey that Jesus Christ made on our behalf as He left heaven to come down to this earth to die on a cross, to raise again the third day from the tomb, that we might have eternal life and become an adopted child of God.
主，我们谢谢你，耶稣基督，他因着这个不仔细的爱，开始了这个领养之旅，从天上到地上来，成为人的形状，最后为我们死在十字架上。
Lord, bless our mothers here today, bless each family, and may our hearts be drawn to you. We pray.
主，愿你祝福在座的母亲，也祝福在座的所有的人。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。